Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about some of the best used Class A gas-powered RVs that have ever been made. Yes, Class A RVs are really great for touring the country and doing so in style and comfort. But quality new diesel pushers? Well, they're going to start around $300,000 and go way up from there. And quality new gas-powered Class A's? Well, they can even start around $200,000. That's a lot of money to commit to the RV lifestyle, especially if you're just starting out. So the question is, how can you lower that initial cost of a Class A RV and still get quality? One way is to consider buying an older gas Class A RV. And this video is going to be about gassers, that's what the term in the industry, that are at least 15 years old. Now, why would we go back that far? Well, that's because many people who've been around in the industry for a while and are kind of knowledgeable think that the years 2000 to 2007 was the golden age of Class A RVs. There were lots of great companies back in those years that were building lots of great products. But along comes 2008, and it changed everything. If you'll remember, that's when the economic downturn took place, and when it did, it took some very good RV brands down with it. And honestly, the whole industry has never really fully recovered from that experience, certainly not in terms of quality. So if your RV budget doesn't allow for buying a new Class A RV these days, then consider getting an older, high-quality Class A brand from those years. And I'm going to go over some of the brands that I feel you really should consider now. These are in no particular order, by the way. First on the list is Newmar. Now, if you've watched my channel for any length of time, you know that I'm a big fan of Newmar, and they have been a quality leader in Class A's for decades now. So if you go back for the years 2000 and 2007, you're going to find models like the Mountain Air, the Country Air, on the economy side, the Scottsdale, and believe it or not, even some Dutch Stars were gas-powered Class A's back then. Any one of these would be a very good choice. If you look on RV Trader, well, you'll find that there are several of these models available across the country, and the cost right now runs somewhere between $25,000 to $50,000 as of the time of this video. Let's go on to my second brand that I wanted to share with you today, and it's Tiffin. Once again, if you watched my videos for a while, you know that in the Class A category, Tiffin is often rated right up there with Newmar on my list. They've been in a 1-2 battle with Newmar for many decades, and so the quality is very good. So go back to 2000 to 2007, and you'll find models like the Allegro Bay, and the Allegro Open Road. Any of those would be a great choice. Again, there's several available on RV Trader, and the cost is going to be very similar to Newmar, right around $25,000 to $50,000. The third brand that I wanted to list today is the Holiday Rambler. Now, you don't hear much about that from me these days, and that's because they were owned by Monaco back in those years. And when 2008 came around, well, then they disappeared along with Monaco. But the good news is that REV Group resurrected the brand and has brought it back again today. However, what we're focusing on is those years between 2000 and 2007. Look for the models of the Vacationer and the Admiral. Those would be good choices. and on RV Trader. There's several available across the country, and the cost is somewhere between $20,000 and $35,000. Okay, last on the list that I wanted to share with you today is a brand that I really never mention on my videos. It's Georgie Boy. Georgie Boy did not survive the downturn either. They were bought by Forest River, and eventually the brand just went extinct. But back in those years, they made some great gas-powered Class A RVs. So look for the Pursuit, the Cruise Master, and the Landau. Any of those are great choices. RV Trader has several of them available across the country now, and the cost usually runs between $20,000 and $40,000. Well, those are some of the brands that I think you really should consider if you're going to go back that far in the Class A category. There are others that are worth considering as well, but I think these will give you a pretty good start. Now, here's an important point, though. The brand is important to consider, but at least equally as important is how well has that RV been maintained by its owners. That's super important. So I've created a guidebook to help folks buy used RVs. And the guidebook will help you find good RVs, and it will help you find the right price for them, but also how you can pre-inspect RVs on your own and make sure that the RV you're looking at is worthy of consideration for purchase or not. So if you think the guidebook can be helpful for you, then go ahead and download that. And when you do, you get my personal assistance in the buying process too. Now, the second point I want to make that goes along with the guidebook is always get any RV inspected by a certified RV inspector. And this is especially and doubly so with RVs that are this old, that go back into those years. Find out all the issues and all the problems that are there before you buy the RV. That's critical. So the use of my guidebook along with an RV inspection will help you have a good and pleasant buying experience. One final thing I want to mention is older RVs are going to tend to need more repairs and upkeep. It's just a fact because they are older. So some of the components and items are going to be wearing out and need to be replaced. It's best then if you will do your best to try to learn how to maintain and repair your RV on your own. Because if you do, well, you're going to save a ton of money over taking it to an RV repair facility or calling in mobile RV techs to do it for you. Here's a recommendation that I had to help you learn how to maintain and repair your RV well. I'm going to recommend a website called rvtechcourse.com. It allows for online training, and the training is very good. So I highly recommend that you take the training, learn as much as you can, and be ready for whatever may come up as you repair your RV. Well, buying an older Class A gas-powered RV is definitely doable, and it's definitely something that should be considered if budget is a priority. And if you follow the guidance that I've given you today, it can help you save an awful lot of money that you can then use for RVing itself. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.